you've got 1,000 months to live. So I'm currently 50, which gives me about 400 odd months left on the planet, and I don't want to waste any.
Never give up. Don't ever give up. Follow your dreams. Make sure you don't look back. Make sure that you are living your dream and not following someone else's. And if someone ever tried to tell you that you can't, turn around and say, yes, I can.
There you are. That is a little bit from the inspiring story of Us, the latest work from director Gillian Armstrong. Gillian joins us on the line now. Good morning.
Morning.
Gillian, she's just talking there, that last girl, it's right at the end of the film about daring to live your dream, really. I wonder what was your motivation in putting together these stories of people who are out there living their dreams across Australia?
Well, I've got to say, it came to me completely out of the blue. CommBank have been doing an Australian of the Day every day for the last month on their website, and they approached me and said, you know, it's coming to an end and we would love to have a film to wrap it up and somehow put together, celebrate the fact that there have been so many everyday Australians across Australia who are doing wonderful things, sometimes quite small. And I went and had a look, and I was just knocked out by the depth and variety of these extraordinary people in our country. And so I said, well, okay. And, of course, the challenge was, I mean, I don't know if many people understand, but crowdsourced means that they shot it. They all shot it themselves. We approached them, and it was just like a lucky dip. I was not there. I haven't met any of them. I sent out, you know, basic things of please try and shoot this and answer these, you know, six key questions about who you are, what you do, and, you know, what's the most important thing in your lives. And we got some incredible stuff.
That's a pretty trusting thing for a director to do, isn't it?
It's incredibly trusting, especially for a control freak like me. I've got to say, sometimes I was screaming at the computer screen. I was looking at rushes going, when they didn't answer a question properly or something, I'm like, no, say it again. But I'm not there to say it again. And we had hours and hours and hours of footage.
It's the biggest crowd shot footage ever in an Australian film, certainly, isn't it?
It is, yeah, that to actually finally make a documentary that was completely shot by it's by their friends or, you know, mother or brother, or they had a filmmaker friend, you know, so there's all styles, but, you know, most of it people shot on their phones. And we have had a couple of very good people with the selfie stick, and I've got to say John from Ballarat was, you know, we didn't think anyone over 50 was going to be as nimble with the selfie stick, and he did a very good job.
There are so many stories from right across Australia, families, individuals who are getting out there and doing extraordinary things. Did you have a favourite, or were there some that really stood out for you?
Well, you know, it's that thing, I love them all. And the hardest thing for me in the end, I had to cut the last three people, or else it was going to be over half an hour. It was meant to be a 15-minute film in the beginning. So that was actually the toughest, because I thought everyone had a valuable story, and they're such great people. They're funny. I mean, I don't want people to think this is like a series of do-gooders. Someone said to me, it really has captured the Australian spirit. And I thought about it, and I thought, well, you know, my job as a director was to make it engaging and to take you on a journey. But the thing that I think that's come through is this wonderful sense of humour, the self-deprecating sense of humour that many of everyone that's in it has. I'm very proud of them.
There are also people who've kind of decided at some point in their lives to step out of the ordinary and into living an extraordinary life for themselves.
Oh, yes, and giving back. I mean, you know, obviously people who are like Monica, who's doing the rescue dogs up in Ingleside, and the Green Shed down in Canberra is just like the most amazing role model of a business that is both saving landfill by recycling, but also has a business model where they make profit to give to charities. They employ, they're flexible, employ uni students. I mean, in all different part-time hours. I mean, I think that's such a great idea, and so many Australian companies could do that. I mean, I hope that when people see it, they won't only just get the message of, oh, actually giving back, doing something small, not only helps other people, but makes them happier. But there's just, you know, there's some great innovators and people who really put their mind to make, to helping society. You know, our young Ethan, who's come up with something for the visually impaired, the two boys from Brisbane who've invented the portable laundromat for the homeless, that is now all over Australia. I mean, incredible stories too. From that, some of these achievements are from really quite young people, and I admire them all. I feel humbled, and it was a challenge, as you said in the beginning. I thought this, I don't know how many people even shoot themselves. But I mean, it might be a 1 minute film, so you know, I couldn't be more delighted that in the end it's got a just over 20 minute film up online, Australians of the Day.
Why is it in your view so important for us as Australians to have our own stories reflected back to us?
Well, I think that particularly now where we're sort of bombarded with, you know, access to media all around the world. There are things that are unique to our country, and I think that certain qualities. We should be reminded of the things that are positive. Just sort of basic things of being generous, having empathy, giving to others. And also this being able to laugh at ourselves, I think is like a really, really important thing. And I just think sometimes it's actually really inspiring to be reminded of these core values and not think all of society is about, you know, how cute your selfie is, and, you know, 30 of your friends liked it, or you know, what dress someone's got at an award night. It's good to be reminded that actually living life and doing tiny things that are generous and kind is important, and actually will help you live a happier life. In the end, it's interesting, you know, it was... In the beginning, it was just about honouring these people. In the end, I think they all reveal a lot more about actually what makes a good human being and what makes a good life.
And this film is being released online on that Australian of the Day website. Can people see it now?
Yeah, it went live to Termes at midnight. It's my first premiere online. So I don't have to worry about the ratings. I don't have to worry about the box office. But apparently I'm now meant to be worrying about the hits or something. So I want you all to hit it, please, and pass it on.
And we're rolling out the virtual red carpet for you right here on 2SER.
You are. I appreciate it. But no, it's they're fantastic people, and there's great laughs in it as well. So it was a challenge. It was a huge risk, and... we literally finished it last Friday night, checked it Monday morning, and it went up on the website. So I'm now waiting for audience reaction.
It's a gorgeous film. It's called The Inspiring Story of Us. It's up live now on australianoftheday.com.au by director Gillian Armstrong.